So how do we do it? It seems like a task. Can I change my own state of consciousness? And so you have created another big problem. You could fall back into the same problematic sense of self, and now you add something to the already very heavy and problematic sense of self that says, I need to get out of this state of consciousness. I need to reach a new state of consciousness. How do I get there? Another problem. This is often the problem for spiritual people. They see something and it becomes a desirable state to be achieved at some point in the future. And the need to achieve something in the future lies at the core of the mind-made sense of self. The insufficiency, the sense of lack, all that is at the core of the mind-made sense of self. So many spiritual people fall into the trap of then striving towards some mentally created ideal sense of self or perfection. That's the trap of spirituality, of not realizing that the transformation of consciousness that is at the essence of the religions and the original teachings, those founders of those ancient religions, I call them early flowers of humanity, early openings, very early. And then a few others came, some we know of, some we probably never heard of. Now, for the first time, there's the possibility of more than a few isolated flowers opening, a flowering of human consciousness on a much larger scale. So they all pointed to that possibility of that transformation of consciousness. Now the human mind looked at it and said, that sounds very good. And it made it into a distant object to be achieved in the future. But if you look at all the original teachings, there's an emphasis on here and now, on the present moment, as the key, the entry point into that state of consciousness. Now, that's been covered up by all kinds of mind stuff, belief structures, future, time. Almost every religion gives you time to achieve, to become, and misses the essence, which says, time won't get you there. You cannot get out of that old state of consciousness by adding time, by giving yourself more time, or even by adding content to your mind through further experiences, through further knowledge, through maybe all kinds of spiritual experiences. Experiences, whether spiritual or otherwise, doesn't matter. But this need to add more before I can be myself. And of course, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with acquiring knowledge. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having new experiences. That is one aspect of our existence here in form, is to, yes, to investigate, to explore, and all these things require time. To explore something requires time. To learn a new skill, it requires time. To absorb new knowledge requires time. To become good at something requires time. At future, on that level, I'm not denying it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. It operates beautifully. But there's something more vital that most humans miss, although in a deeper sense they're all looking for it, and that is knowing who you are beyond the form in which you appear, whether the physical form or the mind form, the mentally created me, knowing who you are beyond that. And that is the one vital thing in everybody's lives. It's the one thing that matters, as Jesus puts it when he speaks to Martha and Mary in the parable. there's one thing that matters absolutely. Everything else matters relatively. We are not denying this phenomenal existence or running away from it or no longer interacting with it. You can't even run away from it. You are part of it. We are not denying it, but we are seeing that, yes, all that has its place, and yet all that, whatever you can experience, the knowledge you can acquire, the experiences you have, whatever you can add to yourself, is relatively important. Whether you have enough money in the bank to live comfortably, whether you lose all your money and have nothing anymore, yes, it's relatively important, but not absolutely important. Only one thing is absolutely important: knowing who you are beyond form, beyond mind, beyond concepts. And that's the one thing that time cannot give you, that future cannot give you, that cannot be acquired through adding something to yourself. Nothing wrong with adding, but finding yourself, no, through adding something. So to see that the adding to oneself is beautiful, it's fine, but knowing yourself, you don't need to add anything. And